Welcome to Thriving Your Love, a podcast where we will guide and help you improve your most precious relationships in life. This podcast is produced and hosted by certified emotionally focused therapist, Claudio Vargas Silva, licensed marriage and family therapist, and Trisha Kim Walsh, also licensed marriage and family therapist.
Welcome back, viewers and listeners. We are going to continue this discussion that we recently had, Claudio, about jealousy. This is somewhat of what we would call our part two discussion, where we're going to do a bit more deeper diving to have more of an understanding of when we, at some point in our loving relationship, experience jealousy, whether it's a trauma, like an attachment injury that happened as a result of infidelity, betrayal, or it could be the jealousy of a partner focusing their attention with work, with their hobbies, with their friends, with their family of origin, that jealousy will happen in a loving relationship at some point, and we want to normalize that. But we also want to help our listeners, viewers, talk through what to do in these moments. How do you let your partner know when you're feeling this emotion, this feeling that you want to shake off and not have, but there's the power of jealousy that can bring out the worst of us and say the worst to our partners. And there's skills that we have as couples therapists that we work with our partners consistently that we want to address with you today, because we have good news for you. Is there's another way. It's an attachment way. It's the loving way in emotionally focused therapy, where we speak to vulnerability, Claudio. So let's have this rich discussion. I'm really looking forward to having that with you today.
Last week, we were trying to normalize and say that jealousy doesn't come out of nowhere. It's not that people really intend to do that, they want to purposefully have it. It is actually something normal of us human beings, because we want to know for sure that we have someone there for us, someone that has us a priority, that we are special to this person. Some of us might have had a trauma in our childhood that we didn't feel loved, or we didn't feel special, and that we bring that to adulthood, and we think that we are replaceable, that we are not special, that we are not lovable, and then we are always afraid that we're going to lose the person that we love. But sometimes, Trisha, and that's something that we were thinking about talking today, right? Is that in the relationship with our loved one, this present relationship, sometimes things might happen that will cause us jealousy. When we think about the word jealousy, it brings something negative, but it is something normal that will happen. Let's say, for example, if there was an affair, if we have felt betrayed, or if we have felt like we are secondary, we are not important to the person we love, then it's so normal to have that jealousy and want to have some reassurance that we are important to the other person.
I really love this reminder, Claudio, that you named about reassurance. It makes so much sense when we're sitting in front of our clients and our couples that they need to be soothed, because we have to be reminded that our reptilian brains, right? Biologically, we are hardwired to be alert for danger. So understandably, part of the alert and the cue of jealousy is something bad going to happen between the two of us? But how often do we say that rather than what we do? Whether that may mean we betray our partner by going behind their back after an infidelity to go through their messages, to go through their emails, to go through their computer, to do an audit. And there's sometimes this justification where my clients will say, Trish, I did it because I didn't want any more bad things to happen. I need to know everything. I need to be prepared for everything. And I said, how often do you let your partner know that? How often do you let them know? My sense is you're really scared that something bad is going to happen again. You need that reassurance. But do you let them know that? Do you talk to them about that? No, I'm not going to talk to them. I don't know if they're going to hurt me again. I have to take care of myself, Trish. I didn't know that this was even going to happen. Now this causes me to distrust my own judgment. So then I don't even know what I need. And I'm like, well, I know what you don't need is you don't want to continue to be in this terrible cycle of jealousy and suspicion and anger that pushes your partner away. And they say to themselves, am I ever going to be forgiven? Are you going to keep punishing me? So then I have to get quiet, go away, soothe away, numb out. And then my clients will say, well, they're going away. They don't care. See, now I really have to be worried that something bad is going to happen. And I say, oh, they don't know. They don't know about your fears. They don't know about your sadness. Could you share that with them? What would that be like? Oh, no, I don't know if I could do that. I just don't want to get hurt again. Claudio, do you see how difficult it is when jealousy is overpowering that it can be difficult to say, I'm present with my pain and I need to share with you my pain for us to get close again?
Yes, it's so hard that couples, they deal with that on their own. So each one of them suffering so much alone, not sharing with the other. And then it creates a disconnection between them. This disconnection doesn't help them to solve this. So this disconnection actually will cause them to have more jealousy to entry stay in their cycle. Because Trisha, what we see happening, right, with our couples, what we see the cycle happening is that when this person has jealousy, and this person sometimes one of two things, or maybe both. So the person is trying to deal with this alone. But it gets to a point that the person cannot anymore and then will have an outburst of anger with accusations and criticism. And then the other person might become defensive, might blame this person and say, you really don't want to forgive me. You just want to keep remembering this. And why don't you live in the present? You just leave the past there and don't touch this anymore. What happens is that it is a message to the person who has jealousy that they are not welcome. They shouldn't really open up, you know, because this person is not interested about listening. But the thing is that it is hard for this person to listen if it is coming through accusation, through anger, and not in a vulnerable way. And that's what we want, right, Trisha, in this episode, to explain to people how they can be vulnerable, how they can share this jealousy, how they can ask for support, for understanding, for reassurance from their partner. And it's going to help the couple to be more connected to each other. Instead of having these forever arguments that they feel hurt and that creates more disconnection between them, Trisha.
We really want to highlight these reminders of when in the moments of fear, we show our anger, we show our frustration, we show that we can attack, get defensive, get critical. But what happens when we feel the criticism is it causes us to either get more critical and match, or we shut down and avoid. And the reminder that, Claudio, you're naming is through the reassurance, is the reminders that you, the partner, want to do better, you want to learn better, and you want to heal with willingness to listen, to say, I'm still wanting to get this right with you. And sometimes I don't know what to do or how to do it. And so this is the moments, Claudio. These are the really tender, sweet moments that I love with couples, is when we can have courage to speak to that vulnerability. Is what I'm really needing in this moment, if I really let you in, which I'm not ready, I'm still really hurt, I'm still really angry, but I really like you to reassure me that you choose me, that I am the only one that you will be with for the rest of my life, and that you're going to choose me every day. And that I can really believe you, really trust you, and that you're really going to show, and that I won't regret it. But I need that reassurance every day. And that other partner's like, I get it. I hear it. I want to know more. What can I do? I want to get it right with you. I love you. I don't want to be with anyone else. That's why I'm doing this work, is I choose you. I choose our life, and I want to hear, but it's hard to hear. because I hear your criticism. And when you attack me, I feel so badly. I feel like I'm a worthless person that I could have done this to you. I can't live with myself knowing the way I hurt you, the way that I hurt this relationship. So I have shame. And for each time you criticize me, it reminds me of my shame. These are things, Claudio, that I know our clients don't necessarily go to. But when they're turning to me and talking to me, these are the things I hear them say. But ask, can you turn to your partner? Could you ask for that? Could you share that you're needing to be reassured? I think I could, but that's hard because I don't want it to be rejected. Could you try it out? Could you see what happens? They do it. And then what happens, Claudio? Of course, I want to give you the hug. Of course, I want to do better. I love you. I choose you. I want to reassure you. Keep telling me more. I really want to get it right with you.
Yes, Trisha. And another reason that sometimes partners don't open up about how they are suffering because they want to protect the other one because they know how much the other person feels guilty, worthless, as you said. That's another reason that they want to protect the other person, that they keep things inside. But it doesn't really help the relationship. What I have realized also with my couples is that when the partner who actually had the affair sees that they can help the one who is the victim to heal, they feel empowered. They feel good. What is hard for them is to face a barrage of criticism that they feel so helpless, that they think, well, I cannot really do anything. I have tried everything, but I cannot help my partner to feel better. But when one of them can be vulnerable, the one who is the victim can be vulnerable and express feelings to the other one and express what they need to be healed. Let's say they need a hug, they need reassurance that they are the only one, that they are lovable, that they are their partner's priority, right? When they are vulnerable and they ask for what they need, and this partner reassures and give them what they need, it's going to be good for both because the one who is the victim will feel reassured, will feel comforted, and the other one will have that sensation that I can be a healer. I'm not the only one who has hurt, but I am also the one that can heal, that can help, that can comfort. That is a wonderful feeling when this partner can really be vulnerable, talk to the other one, and the other one is not in that place of feeling attacked and feeling like I'm a horrible person. It's going to be something that is going to help them to feel good about themselves, like this one feeling loved and special to the other one, this one feeling like they are capable to comfort, to heal. And now both of them feeling more connected to each other as a result of a conversation like that.
There is an empowerment, Claudio, that you're naming, that you do have a way, listeners, viewers, to make this whole. And the reminder is there's two whole hearts here that are interwoven. And a lot of my couples name that they've been together for years, that they have become one. They become like one unit, one family. So if one person is in distress and pain, the other is feeling that tremendously. So I think it's really important, Claudio, that we really want to emphasize the sacredness of love, thriving your love. The whole concept of our podcast is to say the thriving is in the reminders and the reassurance that in the moments that we as humans do make mistakes, and we will make them, that there's a choice, and the choice is to learn to do better and have forgiveness to ourselves and to our partners, but to also have courage to notice when you are protecting. If you're protecting, you may also be preventing. You may also be causing an unintentional wall, as so many of my clients call it, the wall. As I feel your love, I know you love me, but I need to see it. I need to feel it. I need to hear it. Can you keep doing that? And even when you think you've done enough, keep doing that more. Because I will always want more love from you. And then sometimes clients can say, I don't know if it's enough. Can you share that with your partner? Is I really want to be reassured that I am doing enough, that you can see that I'm really trying and that you really feel that I'm making that effort. Because we need that. Both partners need that reassurance. Is I see what I did. I regret what I did. I'm working on how I did it and why I did it. But I also need you to see that I'm really making efforts so that you can keep trusting me. And it's a very difficult thing, Claudio. I recognize in the limited time we have in this episode, there's so many layers to this, but we want to again name the good news. Is there such a repair, Claudio? There's such a repair that I can see in the room with clients around this. And that is, jealousy is normal. It's going to happen. It's how you respond to it with vulnerability to understand it will be the elephant in the room. And if you can just name it, you claim it, and then you tame it. And you tame it by saying, I really just need you. I need your love, but it can be hard for me to ask for it because I protect you from all the things that are happening inside of me that can be even scary for me. What we do is we call that slicing it thinner. Is if you're not ready to go into the details, that's okay. Just give the most important pieces to that is just, I miss you. I long for your touch. I long for your reassurance of your love. And if you just do that, it's going to really soothe my anxiety, soothe my fears, that I can really start to continue trusting you again.
Very, very well said. And we want to thank everyone for attending to our podcast. And we want to remind you that now we are recording on a weekly basis, and tune in and always to see if there is a new podcast. And if you have not listened to the ones recorded before, you can listen to them, and you're going to have a lot of things that can help you. And we're going to bring also therapists that will also share their knowledge and bring more things to us.
Yeah, Claudia, we are so excited to start interviewing professionals in the industry. And if, again, viewers, listeners, if you have topics or have interest of specific individuals that we can interview, we would love to hear your insights, your feedback. We just love hearing from you. So just thank you for tuning in, and we can't wait to have you join back very soon. Thank you so much for tuning in with us today. We hope you'll join us soon again for our next episode of Thriving Your Love.